Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Get your 2 cents, nickel, dime, or quarter in. We got the last segment of the day, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We now have Elon Musk calling Peter Navarro dumber than a sack of bricks, truly a moron, and Peter, and then a play on his last name that uses a derogatory term for people with learning disabilities and doubling down on it. Peter Navarro, of course, Donald Trump's top trade advisor. Elon Musk, our billionaire overlord. So a little bit of tension there. Dale Kuyenga put an interesting post up on LinkedIn. He is the current president and CEO of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce. He's a Republican. He's a retired U.S. Army officer. Long post on LinkedIn yesterday, basically saying, this is bad. He talked to 75 local CEOs. They're all saying, this is bad. What Trump is doing is bad. I will, in detail tomorrow, debunk all of the individual lies that have been told by Donald Trump about the tariff calculations, largely based on work by Brent Neiman and some of his fellow economists. I'll go through that tomorrow. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court tomorrow. It's going to be a great show. I got a special guest to do that. Tom Paulswitz is on a break this week. We've got some other excellent guests for you. I also wanted to give some love to Josh from Oshkosh texting in. He's pointing out, it's this thing called the Triffin Dilemma. If you don't know what that is, you can go ahead and Google it. It goes back to the time when the U.S. dollar actually used to be pegged to gold. We called it literally the gold standard for a reason. And he's talking about the tension between the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency and the fact that we generally run consumer goods trade deficits, and the fact that it's extremely difficult to try to get away from trade deficits, which are not inherently a bad thing. That's another lie that Donald Trump tells you. Do you have a trade deficit with your barber? Because he doesn't buy anything from you? No, he simply is a service or a good that you want and you buy it and he doesn't buy anything from you. That's what it is. When you try to get rid of trade deficits and you are the world's reserve currency, you can't really do both. Again, that's why we're seeing this volatility and these bad indicators in the bond market. Thank you, Josh from Oshkosh. I love some nerdy economics to share and explain with all of you on the lines. Jennifer from Wisconsin Rapids, she's got a comment. We've been in the world market for a couple of decades, more globalization. Trump appears to be stuck in the 90s in his glorious dementia years. I would say Donald Trump is stuck in the 30s, in the Gilded Age, and the time leading up to the Great Depression, where we had robber barons and had to then enact the Sherman Antitrust Act to avoid the exploitation of labor, where we didn't have child labor laws or OSHA and people died on the job and worked 7 days a week, 20 hours a day. Roger from Stevens Point giving me a little fun baseball trivia. We'll put that one in the hopper. Lori from Hayward asking, does Social Security have a fund set aside? Short answer, no. It is a pay-as-you-go system that has always made good on its payments. There is a bit of a tipping point coming. Here's a solution if you want to talk about the funding of Social Security. Scrap the cap. Once you make $176,000, the money that you earn and income above that doesn't get hit with the Social Security tax. How about we remove the taxation of every dollar earned under $176,000 a year and just tax all the income over $176,000 a year? That will help fund Social Security. Kurt from Madison, I promised you a shot at it. Please go ahead, sir.
Well, as a retired engineer of 30 plus years, I can let everybody know that to build a facility and get it set up operational, even with automation, because my last job was building robotic systems, it is extremely, extremely expensive. It takes a ton of money and a ton of planning, and that doesn't even include hiring all the people that you need to do the work. So this idea that companies are going to simply forgo their investments and their capital money they've spent overseas and just come dancing back to the United States. It's just, it's not going to happen. Sorry.
Yeah, it's utter and complete nonsense, Kurt. Here's the other thing. We do not have enough people in our country to actually fill all of those jobs, even if we had a magic wand to bring all of those manufacturers back tomorrow. Don't have enough people. We have those manufacturing plants have moved overseas because it is cheaper to make the goods over there. So everything's going to get more expensive. Labor costs more here in the United States. I think it doesn't cost quite enough. We need a universal, actual, sustainable wage. None of that's going to make anything cheaper for Americans. Here's what, everybody. Brass tacks here. At the end of the day, this stuff is complicated. And anybody who gives you one-liners about tariffs are going to make us all rich again, anybody who tells you they have the one thing that is a panacea for all of these problems is a liar, liar, pants on fire. I've run out of time for Over the Hump and Trump. I will do it tomorrow. I will have a little bit of good news. Here's my last bit of good news because I only have a couple of seconds left here this afternoon. Thanks to everyone. Robert from West Ellis, Cam from Appleton, all of you on the text line, Lori from Hayward, Roger from Stevens Point. Here's my good bit of news. The Associated Press are getting their press credentials for the White House press briefing room back. Remember why they got them yanked in the first place? Yeah, because they refused to call it the Gulf of America. Federal judge ruled late last night that the AP gets its creds back. That's a bit of good news this week. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for informed economic policy.